Welcome to the Author Wheel Podcast, where we believe there's no single right way to produce, publish, or promote your work. Only what's right for you. In every episode, we'll talk about common writing roadblocks and how to overcome them so you can keep your stories rolling.
Welcome to the Author Wheel Podcast. I'm Megan Haskell, award-winning fantasy author of the Senyari Chronicles and the Rise of Lilith series.
And I'm Greta Boris, USA Today best-selling author of the Mortician Murders and the soon-to-be-released Almost True Crime series. To celebrate the release of our new course, Trope Stacking and Other Genre Magic, our quick tips this month are going to all be about, you guessed it, tropes and genre. This week, we're taking a deeper look at tropes and giving you our best tips for combining elements to effectively cross genre lines. And I'll start. Tip number one, pick a genre and understand its roles. I know that seems obvious, but you got to know what you're writing. And honestly, too often new writers put everything they love plus kitchen sink into their stories. We both did this.
Absolutely, we did. It was one of those things where it was like, oh, I love this thing. I'm going to put it in the book. And I love that thing. And I'm going to put it in the book. And it's going to have magic. It's going to have all the things. And
exactly. Yeah. Yes, me too. I was philosophical and romantic with my serial killers. Yes, it was lovely.
romantic serial killers. Aww. Yeah,
I know. So cute. Anyway, the thing is that I wasn't really following any one genre. It was just this mishmash of everything. And I couldn't really... Here's an extra bonus tip for you. If you cannot tell somebody what you're writing in one sentence, you need to rethink it, folks. Mm-hmm. I remember standing up at a event where there was this big agent there, and you could just stand up and you could tell her that, you know, what your book was about in one sentence or less. And all these people were getting up and whatever. And they were doing pretty good. Some of them not. I got up and I just was like, I just went completely blank. There's this woman and she's a real estate agent and she gets this listing, but you know, she's having trouble with her husband. And it was like, she kind of like yawned and said, sit down, please. And that was that. So anyway,
no, I mean, but it's true. I did something so similar too with my very, 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 very first unpublishable story where it was like, oh yeah, it's about werewolves, but also about witches. And oh, there are twins who are like secretly connected to each other. And oh, no, one gets bitten. And then there's going to be this thing. And then there's wards and there's runes. And then, oh, and then there's going to be some time travel involved too. And oh, by the way, there's a chosen one as well. And it's like, every single trope that I loved from fantasy, I threw into that book and you couldn't explain it. You couldn't, it wasn't like, oh, it's a werewolf story. No, it was a werewolf and this and that and, oh, and but this and don't be confused because that, and it just doesn't work.
Yep. I remember somebody telling me, you have to understand the high concept. And I was like, you do? What the heck is that? The high concept.
Yeah.
So, dialing this all back in to our first top tip, really, truly pick a genre and then go get a book that tells you what the basic story beats and the rules of that genre are. Don't write a Frankenstein book like Megan and I did, you know? So if you think you're writing romance, but you think you're writing suspense, guess what? You're not writing either.
Well, but that's kind of that leads us into tip number two. There should be a primary genre that is the biggest element of your story, but you can also have a secondary genre that crosses those genre lines to make it a little bit unique. I mean, obviously, we all want to have unique stories and we want to attract readers with something familiar, but we also want to have a twist. We want to make it unique and artistic and all of that. So it has to be all those things. So when we're talking about genre, there should be one primary genre that really hooks your reader. So my example for this is the difference between fantasy romance and romantasy. They sound the same. Often you'll see some of the same books in the two categories on Amazon, but when you really dive in deep and when you look at what readers are looking for, there is a difference. Fantasy romance puts fantasy first. That means that it's probably going to be a single point of view character or maybe multi-point of view, but it's not going to be the traditional like dueling chapters where, you know, hero and heroine back and forth. It's going to be fantasy first. So it's going to be more about the plot of that fantasy world of that quest or that journey or whatever it is, than it is about the relationship between those two characters. But there will be a romantic subplot that will be strong, just not as strong as the fantasy. On the flip side, the romance comes first. It's in the title, right? So the romance is the main driver of the plot, that relationship between the hero and the heroine or the two romantic partners. The fantasy might just be an add-on, like, oh yes, it's a romance, but one of them's a witch. Okay, like there are readers out there who will eat that up, but it's different than the reader who wants a fantasy first with a little bit of romance tossed in.
Exactly. So in our course, Trope Stacking and Other Genre Magic, we actually have a tool that will help you walk through the analysis of your genre and pull in the elements that will satisfy your artistic soul while still meeting reader expectations.
Mm-hmm. It's a really cool little worksheet tool, actually, and the whole course is great because it walks you through how to analyze and research your genre, how to understand what these tropes are, or, you know, figure out what it is that you're actually writing and then put it all together. But this tool in particular was kind of eye-opening even for me more recently when I was using it to look at my own work, because it was like, okay, what is the primary hook for my reader? And then how could I layer in extras, add-ons, icings, if you will, onto that cake of that primary genre?
Yeah. And I actually had, you know, they always say when you want to learn to do something, teach somebody else, because
so true.
I am using that tool quite a bit now as I'm rewriting my old Seven Deadly Sins series. It's really helpful because those books were my first books and I didn't always do everything exactly right, like I do now.
Yeah, we're just way on top of it all the time. Never make any mistakes anymore.
No. We're also planning to host a series of webinars over the next several months, and at least one of them is going to be all about effectively crossing genre lines. We're really excited about this because sometimes we do feel like we're talking into the void and we want to hear your voices. So you will get an invite. These webinars are still in development, so stay tuned for more on that in the future.
And by the way, if you're enjoying this podcast and feel like buying us a coffee, guess what? Now you can. At the bottom of each episode's show notes is a link where you can throw us a couple of bucks if you're feeling generous. Your support helps us cover Jim, our producer, and all the other expenses of the show. And we would really appreciate any and all support. So until next time, keep your stories rolling.
Are you an aspiring author? Stop by www.authorwheel.com/stuff to download the top 5 writing roadblocks aspiring authors must overcome. Thank you for listening to the Author Wheel podcast, hosted by Greta Boris and Megan Haskell, edited by Jim Wilborn.